Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tom Sullivan. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm the guy who created all this mayhem. Tom's here to help me kind of keep it on an even keel. Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Tom, you want to give us another website?
Sure, Small Business Series.com.
All right. So what do they find when they get there?
They'll find where we are next. We're going to be down in Dallas. We'll be in Phoenix. We'll be in Minneapolis. We'll be in D.C. We'll be in Atlanta. And we want to hear from small businesses at all those locations.
So check it out there, folks, and see if they're going to – when they're going to be in your part of the world, Tom will be there. What do you guys do there in those events?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We inspire, we give tools and tips, and then we facilitate networking. The inspiration comes from folks like Drew Pearson, Dallas Cowboys, folks like Bethany Frankel from Skinny Girl Margarita. They wow the crowd. They tell how they've been successful and how they failed. And then we have local small business owners sharing with other small businesses some of their tools and tips for success. And then we feed the heck out of everybody. No one will leave these events hungry, that's for sure.
Well, good. Good deal. Good for you. Give us that website again, please.
SmallBusinessSeries.com.
All right, so check it out. What's you got any more research for us?
I do. So these 1,000 small business owners that are surveyed every quarter, they tell us some remarkable things. Again, optimism is at an all-time high. And we also see that more small businesses are planning to hire this quarter compared to the end of last year. We have 32% of those small businesses surveyed said they were planning on hiring this quarter, up from 27% last quarter. So that actually gives us a lot to be hopeful for to grow our economy.
Even though they're hiring in the face of this crisis of finding qualified people. I'm hearing noises, Tom, where people are lowering their standards. I mean, I heard about some companies who are doing away with the drug testing.
Yeah, I was meeting with a landscaper down in Dallas just last week, and they certainly continue to have a hard time finding and keeping qualified and willing employees. So you're right, Jim. This is something that's on the front of mind for every small business across the country.
Right. What else? What else you got?
We did kind of cap into the savings in small business owners. We see about 33% not having a rainy day fund. When last year we saw all these horrible natural disasters come across the United States. And it is a little bit concerning that one out of every three small business owner doesn't have a rainy day fund to prepare for emergencies. So that's something that was a little bit of a wake-up call for us, and we've got a lot of work to do to help small business owners know how to access funds and how to save some of that money so that if something bad does happen, they're able to come out of whatever tragedy better off than when they went in.
Right, exactly. Now, that's really something that one thing I pointed out here since the beginning of the show is that for most small businesses, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you're going to have some kind of a business interruption, whether it be a natural disaster or a technology problem or who knows what it could be. It could be the city decides to tear up the road in front of your business. I mean, it could be. There's 100,000 different things that can happen. And so you're right about the rainy day fund thing. And of course, now we come back, in my opinion, to the relationship you have with a community bank, like we talked about earlier. That's the reason the Dodd-Frank adjustments are going to are so important, because a whole lot of a rainy day fund, the whole package for small businesses is their credit access at the bank.
You're right, Jim. It has just been awful that community bankers' hands have been tied because of Dodd-Frank. I mean, you and I know these bankers. They are the leaders in every community across the country, and we're really hopeful that this Senate regulatory relief bill gets to the president's desk so that we can untie those community bankers' hands and get money into
the He'll sign it right away, too. So, hey, Tom, keep up the good work that you're doing up there. Nobody knows this better than you, and I appreciate you fighting for us up there.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you, too.
It's Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, uschamber.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysing here, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.